The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ignore the argument. That's what we do here inside this show. It's Tuesday. Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. And the reason I'm talking about this, because if you don't know, I'm married to DJ Automatic. He's my husband, love of my life, my king, all of that.
We were not arguing because she got everything she ever desired for Valentine's Day.
Whatever.
Let's make that clear.
We don't know that yet. We don't know. It's barely so early in the morning. We don't know if I'm getting anything.
You will get everything you've ever wanted.
See.
Maybe even the big O.
That's all I want. Anyway, we had a huge blowout fight before we turned the mic on, but it's been like 10 minutes. And so we're screaming. People are scared outside the studio looking at it because we're in this big studio and it's like we're a fish in a big bowl. And then 5 minutes go by and I'm like, hey, baby, we throw sweet. He's like, yeah, it's good. And we get on the radio. It's like, but that's how my entire life has been. I witnessed my family fight, like And then 10 minutes later, my nana be like, Dennis, are you hungry? Like nothing ever happened.
I already forgot about it.
Why is it that we do this? Is it healthy? Is this a healthy way to live?
Of course not. But it's something that we do. And 9 times out of 10, when Dana's arguing with me, it's just because she's hungry.
It's true. All I want right now is some kind of really good breakfast burrito. That's all I'm thinking about. But I just wonder, is it just us or do you operate in this fashion? It can't be healthy.
Do you know what I think? I think sometimes it becomes like normalized that just arguing and it just becomes part of your communication. Because I know in my house growing up, that was part of it.
Same.
That we just argue and then and you wouldn't be mad. You would just express yourself that way. And then 5 minutes later, you didn't even think about it. You didn't even talk about it. I know a lot of people that operate that way. Is it healthy? Probably not.
But it's how I operate. But I will say I've gotten better at letting it go. I don't even know what we're arguing about. I forgot.
Exactly.
At Dana Cortez on Instagram, do you argue with your family or your partner? And then 5 minutes later, it's like, hey, let's go get some food. Like nothing ever happened. All right, hit me up. We're taking a poll right now. National Day DJ Automatic.
All right, we got National Ferris Wheel Day. Won't even ride a Ferris wheel. You're afraid.
I will ride the normal ones. I don't like them newfangled, fancy, fast, fly me out of my seat Ferris wheels. No way, no how. If you have that plan for Valentine's Day tonight, we're not doing
it. Dana's the biggest chicken when it comes to any kind of ride.
I hate scary rides.
All right, we got National Cream-Filled Chocolate Day.
Hold on. Now I'll take one of those, the eclairs. Oh, come on.
Just any kind of cream-filled chocolate. But the most important one. It's the day we celebrate love. It is Valentine's Day.
Come on now. People say it's a made-up day. I don't care.
I mean, it is kind of a Hallmark holiday, but it's the day we celebrate love.
I thought it had something to do with like a saint, a love saint or something, some Catholic religion thing that they forced upon us thousands of years ago.
All right, Dana.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ben Affleck and wifey Jennifer Lopez Affleck are closing on a house. Wait till you hear how much money they're spending. This story and more is the best gossip daily dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
We got Kyle G celebrating today,
hey.
Rob Thomas, and on this day in 1818, Frederick Douglass was born.
All right, so let's talk about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. According to reports, they're done. Well, really, according to Megan Fox's Instagram, she deleted all their photos. She alluded to the fact that he cheated on her with a guitar player named Sophie. If you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram right now, you can see Sophie's picture. And not that looks have anything to do with it, but I'm just saying, Megan Fox seems like a sweetheart. She was just so supportive. And she ain't bad in the looks department either.
No, I think what happened was just proximity to this, you know, guitar player in his band. She's an amazing guitar player.
DJ,
and she's not bad looking either.
They're engaged.
Do what I truly appreciated, though, was her level of pettiness. The fact that she scrubbed him from her entire Instagram, and then she only follows people now that he truly hates, one being Eminem. I mean, that kind of pettiness is unmatched.
I can't wait to see Eminem and Megan Fox posted up somewhere together. That'd be great. Okay, now let's talk about Kanye West. Adidas is having to reveal how much money they're losing because of the split with Mr. Yeezy, and it's a $1.3 billion. Now, there are Adidas on shelves that are Yeezy designs, but they don't have Yeezy on them, and I guess they're just sitting there, and so they're losing all this money.
They're the great value brand Yeezys. They do look different, and I did talk to some of the guys that work at the shoe stores this week, and I was told that the new Yeezys that don't say Yeezy on them, that are just Adidas, aren't selling, but then I went to another store, and the old school Yeezys that were made by Kanye are still holding their value and are still selling.
Well, it looks like neither one is doing well, though, Kanye or Adidas without each other, because nobody will sign Kanye to distribute a new shoe, so we'll have to see what happens. And then finally, J-Lo and Ben are in escrow to close on a new home. It's got 7 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms, a gym, pool, wine cellar, even a health spa at a cool $34.5 million. Whoa. It's inside the very exclusive neighborhood of Pacific Palisades.
Man, now I know why they took that Dunkin' Donuts commercial. They got to pay for the house.
What are you doing here?
I got to go, guys.
Grab me a glaze.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you looking for something extra special for the lady in your life for Valentine's Day? I've got the most. I mean the most coming up in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. I'm going to start off with this national day, and it's not good news for employees at Yahoo. Yahoo is having a massive layoff. 20% of its workforce is being cut. That's 1,000 people. Another 600 will be let go in coming months. The majority are coming from their Yahoo for Business department. I don't understand economics, you know, the way the feds are trying to explain to us. But I keep hearing unemployment is too low. Unemployment is too low. I'm going to ask our wealth advisor what that means, because according to economists, this is going to help inflation.
I just know it's bad when Yahoo is cutting Yahoo Business.
And remember, those numbers are real people. Those are people that lost their jobs. And then in food news, what better way to say I love you than purchasing your bae a dessert that cost $250,000?
What?
Yeah, book a flight into Manhattan. Pull up to Serendipity, order the diamond frozen hot chocolate for $250,000. Austrian crystals, $23,000 edible gold, edible glitter, edible diamonds. It comes with an 18-karat white gold ring that features one pink and one white heart-shaped diamond. This is today only, so ballers, get the PJ and book reservations.
That's going to be an expensive
You're so disgusting. That's gross. It's crazy to me that people have this kind of money to throw away. And I know folks living paycheck to paycheck. Yo. It's not okay, like Tupac said. Yo. All right, National Day, DJ Automatic.
We got National Cream-Filled Chocolate Day.
Mm-mm, there you go. Buy me a chocolate donut for a dollar. I'd rather have that, Automatic.
We got National Organ Donor Day. But last and certainly not least, today is the day of love. It is Valentine's Day. If you don't know the history of Valentine's Day began as St. Valentine's Day, and it was a celebration of one of the early Christian saints named Valentinus. February 14th became associated with a romantic love during the Middle Ages, when courting your love became when people weren't just taking wives. And then during the 18th century England, the day evolved when people started expressing their love through flowers and sending Valentine's Day cards and chocolates and things like that.
Today. Oh, and by the way, certain parts of the world, and even here in the U.S., sometimes people just take those wives still to this day. Let's get some equality for women. All right, Black History Month. Jean-Michel Basquiat was born December 1960 in New York and rose to fame as a neo-expressionist artist, first as half of the graffiti duo Samo with Al Diaz in the late 70s. By the early 80s, Basquiat's paintings were being exhibited in galleries and museums internationally. His art was focused on things like wealth versus poverty, integration versus segregation, and inner versus outer experience. Basquiat is of Haitian and Puerto Rican descent. He was heavily influenced by his Latino roots, which I didn't even notice until I learned that. Now looking at his paintings, I can see that. And also, unfortunately, died of a heroin overdose in 1988. A painting after his death sold for more than $118 million. Now he is one of the most valued artists of all time.
I mean, truly an amazing artist. We got to go to one of his showings in Houston. It was actually the first time that Jay-Z bought a Basquiat. I believe he paid $1 million and now it's worth tens of millions.
This is a good thing for you to do with the kiddos. Look up Jean-Michel Basquiat. The art is beautiful and it's a great way to celebrate Black History Month.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.